Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio. Audiophile Magazine, Mystery and Suspense. Dog Day Afternoon, Andy Carpenter, Book 29, by David Rosenfeld, read by Grover Gardner. Thanks to Golden Voice narrator Grover Gardner, listeners will once more get to accompany irascible attorney Andy Carpenter, who reluctantly agrees to defend a mass murderer as a favor to his formidable colleague, Marcus Clark. Gardner brings Andy and the supporting cast to life, including his wife, Laura, digital genius Sam, and his quirky crew, and gruff Marcus. Fans will be delighted by the series staples: a wrongly accused defendant, a complex crime to unravel, a surprising ending, and, of course, lovable canines. Gardner delivers Andy's snarky comments to perfection and masterfully keeps up the tension and pace in scenes ranging from physical fighting to courtroom battles. A fun, engaging listen and a worthy addition to the series. EQ Macmillan Audio, 7.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Also, compact disc. Tree Pose, Yoga Mat Mysteries, Book 3, by Susan Rogers and John Rusin, read by Rupert Dagas. Golden Voice narrator Rupert Dagas transports listeners to Tasmania in the third installment of this series. Yoga teacher Elena, her love interest Rick, and their quirky friends head to the island for fishing, yoga demonstrations, and Rick's investigation of a haunting past disaster. Two potential assassins pursue Rick, and the whole crew stumbles into a human trafficking operation. Both of these developments create overlapping storylines filled with tension and twists that keep listeners fully engaged. Dagas masterfully differentiates the many characters, bringing out their varied temperaments and backgrounds. He successfully conveys action, emotion, and the author's vivid descriptions of locales. Be sure to stay for the author's notes, which provide an explanation of how their professional experiences are woven into the stories in the series. EQ GEMS Pty Limited, 10.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $24.95. The Seminarian, by Hart Hansen, read by Evan Sibley. This audiobook is in the tradition of the hard-boiled detective story. It's told with contemporary twists by the highly effective Evan Sibley. Sibley introduces former seminarian Xavier Priest Priestley, who is now a private investigator, and his formidable sidekick, Dusty Queen. The action-packed plot involved the disappearance of a young woman, the murder of a pimp, the appearance of an unknown son, a near-fatal attack by a woman in a blue wig, and more. Sibley demonstrates his skill at creating memorable character traits. Examples include the smoker's voice of the missing girl's mother, the staccato voice of Priest's fishing pal, and the sullen voice of the profane Tarquin, Priest's newly acquired son. This audiobook is clever, suspenseful, and engaging. DLG Blackstone Audio, 10 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $19.95. Also, compact disc and MP3. Library, digital download, $54.95. Also, compact disc. You Like It Darker, Stories, by Stephen King, read by Will Patton and Stephen King. Yes, Stephen King, We Like It Darker, especially when Will Patton narrates the 12 new stories in this audiobook. Patton's usually soft voice explodes with excitement when necessary. Some of the entries from the lengthy collection are crime-related, and there's not a single vampire, alien, or werewolf to be found. Others are typical King horror fests. Danny Coughlin's Bad Dream is a 68-chapter novella that dwarfs the rest of the bite-sized work. In it, a humble janitor has a prophetic dream about a murder that he dutifully, thought surreptitiously, reports to police and ends up the suspect. On the Side of the Road, about a family accosted by killers they meet in the woods, is a brief nod to the wisdom of the elderly. And Rattlesnakes is a bit of a sequel to Cujo. M.S. Simon & Schuster Audio, 20.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $26.24. Also, compact disc. Blood Rubies by Malin Dokwang, read by Cindy K. Cindy K's narration captures this unique take on a jewelry heist. Her voice masterfully conveys the urgency of Rune Saracen's dilemma. Should she dump the jewels she has stolen or help find her boyfriend's missing sister? Listeners are drawn into a whirlwind of danger and intrigue. Kay seamlessly transitions between the greedy back alleys of Bangkok and the opulent auction houses of New York City. Her portrayals of the characters, from the determined and resourceful Rune to the menacing Charles Lemaire, are nuanced and compelling. Kay heightens the suspense, making the listeners feel every twist and turn in this heart-pounding debut. M.R. Highbridge Audio, 8.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $20. Eruption by Michael Crichton and James Patterson, read by Scott Brick. Narrator Scott Brick delivers for fans of Crichton and Patterson. Based on research and notes left behind by Crichton, who died in 2008, Patterson and Brick combine their talents to finish the story and create characters driven to the edge to save the world. Brick's smooth and empathetic performance conveys the chills and thrills surrounding a volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii that is predicted to erupt, releasing a deadly toxin into the air and killing everyone and everything on the planet. A ticking clock and Brick's increasingly tense pacing brings pulse-pounding action to an almost intolerable level. Both the heartbreaking climate and the satisfying style are what listeners have come to expect from these two masters of the genre. R.O. Hatchet Audio, 10.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $21.83. Camino Ghosts, Camino Book 3, by John Grisham, read by Whoopi Goldberg and Josh Grisham. Whoopi Goldberg proves to be the perfect voice for John Grisham's fascinating mystery about a haunted island off the coast of Florida, settled by runaway slaves into the 1700s and now marked for development into a casino resort. She captures the courage and determination of the characters as each, in their own way, they try to save the uninhabited and inhospitable Dark Isle. Goldberg is particularly adept at portraying novelist Mercer Mann, who becomes fascinated with the island and with its last inhabitant and designated owner, Lovely Jackson. With the help of a small bookstore owner from nearby Camino Island and a handful of others, Mann tries to tell the story of the island and its people and stop the developers from turning the historic island into a playground for the wealthy. M.S. Random House Audio, 9 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $25. Also, compact disc. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Extinction by Douglas Preston, read by David Aaron Baker. David Aaron Baker's compelling performance is precise and full of verve in Preston's latest thriller, which is reminiscent to Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park. Baker portrays Agent Cash's cool composure as she investigates a grisly double murder at the Airbus Resort. Baker then morphs into the clipped Australian accent of Airbus's head of security, who explains that the resort has brought 6 extinct mammals back to life. As the investigation expands, so do Baker's portrayals of the many well-developed characters at the resort and the outsiders brought in. He infuses fear into his delivery when people disappear, shock when more dead bodies appear, and horror at the slaughter of the baby mammoth. When everything goes sideways during the chilling final battle, he pulls out all the stops. S.D.B. Macmillan Audio, 12 Hours Unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, $26.99. Also, Compact Disc. The Last Murder at the End of the World by Stuart Turton, read by James Cameron Stewart. James Cameron Stewart's masterful performance whisks listeners into a post-apocalyptic world, shrouded in buried secrets and impending mayhem. There's a haunting quality in his portrayal of the villagers on an idyllic island that is run by 3 scientists and inhabited by 122 survivors of a deadly fog. Stewart's expressive voice conveys the villagers' bewilderment and growing suspicions when one of the scientists is murdered. His resonant tone combined with an unhurried pace conveys the tenacity of the main character, Emery, and adds tension to the edgy story. Atmospheric and chilling, Stewart's suspenseful narration is perfectly paired with this multifaceted mystery for fans of dystopian and psychological thrillers. M.F. Tantor Media, 11.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, $24.99. Library Edition, Digital Download, $54.95.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967.
First Frost, Walt Longmire, Book 20, by Craig Johnson, read by George Goodall. Fans of Longmire series will find much to enjoy in this 20th installment. Narrator George Goodall masterfully portrays Sheriff Walt Longmire, his best friend Henry, and all the characters, male and female, returning and new. Listeners are transported back to 1964, when Walt and Henry, post-college and newly enlisted in the military, embark on a road trip. Car troubles strand them in a remote Arizona town that is home to a World War II Japanese internment camp, dark secrets, and a corrupt judge. Fans will appreciate hearing the backstory of Walt and Henry's relationship. The plot shifts between 1964 and the present, focusing on Longmire's legal issues. Despite the potentially disruptive time shifts, Goodall's expert delivery will keep listeners fully engaged. E.Q. Recorded Books, 10 Hours Unabridged. Library Edition, Digital Download, $17.19. Also, Compact Disc and MP3. Live and Let Die, James Bond, The Collection, Book 2, by Ian Fleming, read by Ajoa Ando. Ajoa Ando A Shakespearean-trained actress and golden voice is a great choice to narrate this James Bond classic. Ando scales back the superhero image associated with the bombastic Bond films and returns 007 to his literary root, dry and elegant. The second in the Ian Fleming series takes Bond on an underworld journey to Jamaica via New York City as he tracks Mr. Big, a gangster selling pirate booty who may be working for the Russians. Ando highlights Fleming's literary strengths, economy of language, cleverly constructed and occasionally meandering plots, and willingness to go lurid, as when Bond has his finger broken by Teehee, Mr. Big's henchman. Thanks to Andoa's sophisticated voicing and strong pacing, Fleming's work retrieves its dignity. R.W.S. Harper Audio, 7.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $21.99. If Something Happens to Me, by Alex Finlay, read by Paul Date, Helen Lazer, and John Perhala. Paul Date, Helen Lazer, and John Perhala guide listeners through the multiple subplots and settings of this mystery. The story begins in Leavenworth, Kansas, with high school basketball star Ryan Richardson and his girlfriend Allison. While parked on Lover's Lane, they're attacked, and Allison and her car disappear. Listeners rejoin Ryan 5 years later while he's on a law school trip to Italy. He's still grappling with guilt. Then the story moves to Philadelphia and the life of mob boss Shane O'Leary and his family. Each chapter is identified by location and presented from a third-person perspective by a different narrator. While the plot and its intersections stretch credulity, the overall listening experience is thoroughly engaging from beginning to end. E.Q. Macmillan Audio, 7.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Home is Where the Bodies Are, by Geneva Rose. Read by January Lavoie, Brittany Presley, Cassandra Campbell, and Andrew Iden. This stellar cast of narrators captures the temperament of each character in this mystery. When Beth's mother dies, her last words are a warning, "Don't trust." Beth is left grieving and wondering whom not to trust. Then her estranged brother and sister return home for the first time since their father's unexpected disappearance years ago. The story flows quickly as the three siblings' varied points of view alternate with their mother's old journal entries. The characters are easy to differentiate. After the discovery of a disturbing VHS tape from 1999, the tense and bitter dynamic between the siblings builds, leading to a big twist. With its 90s nostalgia, characters listeners will love to hate, and realistic dialogue, this is a guaranteed bingeable mystery. M.I.C. Blackstone Audio, 8.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.95. Also, compact disc and MP3. The Stars Turned Inside Out, by Nova Jacobs, read by Lisa Flanagan. Lisa Flanagan's pleasant voice and skill with characterizations are on fine display in this intriguing new novel by Edgar Award-nominated author Nova Jacobs. Set at the Swiss physics lab CERN, the story, a mix of mystery, science fiction, and romance, starts with the suspicious death of Howard, a brilliant young physicist in the faculty's giant underground particle collider. A detective is brought in to investigate quietly. Meanwhile, physicists clash. Howard's colleague and budding love, Eve, probes the past to discover what really happened. Flanagan's clear performance keeps the parallel before and after plots separate, while her easy pacing makes the science and the speculative science accessible for listeners. She also handles the international cast of personalities and rivals with aplomb. ACS, Simon & Schuster Audio, 10.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $23.99. The Billion-Dollar Sugar Cube, David Blum, Book 2, by Charles Jacobs, read by Dion Graham. This second novel in the David Blum thriller series is narrated by Dion Graham with the perfect mixture of hope and menace. Interpol agent David Blum must eradicate the latest science experiment being carried out by the evil Global Forces Alliance. This time, the GFA is working with bioacoustics to manufacture sounds that can be used to control human behavior. Graham lends a level-headed fierceness to Blum that keeps listeners riveted. The evil agent of the GFA is easily identified by his low, menacing tone and husky timber. Graham excels at portraying the female scientists who helped develop the threatening technology and now want to help destroy it. No shrinking violets. These women, including Blum's partner, have guts and daring. L.M.G. Charles Jacobs, 9.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.95. The Unwedding by Ali Condie, read by Christine Lakin. Christine Lakin captures Ellery Wainwright's unsteady state of mind so effectively that the tension in this mystery builds exponentially. Ellery finds herself alone at an exotic Big Sur resort after her husband leaves her. As she struggles through her major life change, she finds herself embroiled in a possible murder. When a major storm rolls in, the guests are cut off from the rest of the world. Condie's audiobook transports listeners to the perfect summer locale with exquisite twists. The mounting danger of a second murder, coupled with the beautiful but cut-off setting, establishes a real sense of menace. Throughout, Lakin's authentic performance is layered and vulnerable, making Ellery's plight even more frightening. S.P.C. Hatchet Audio, 11 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. An Evil Heart, Kate Burkholder, Book 15, by Linda Castillo, read by Kathleen McInnery. When an Amish man is brutally murdered, his shadow life is exposed, and secrets are revealed. Narrator Kathleen McInnery channels Police Chief Kate Burkholder with precision as she investigates the crime. When she discovers the extent to which the victim, Aiden Karn, was himself a perpetrator, she is filled with controlled rage. Upon hearing of his toll on others in the community, she is careful, reserved, and empathetic. Throughout, McInnery offers the right tone and emotion for Burkholder and characters such as a teenage victim of Karn, his fiance, and those complicit in the crimes. Kate must also come to grips with her own Amish upbringing and her decisions to separate from the community, a plot point that adds another layer of complexity to the story. D.J.S. Macmillan Audio, 9.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Also, compact disc. Library edition, digital download, $74.99. Phantom Orbit by David Ignatius, read by Eduardo Ballerini. This intensely interesting spy novel by Washington Post foreign affairs columnist David Ignatius makes for a gripping audiobook. The setup? Volkov, a mathematically gifted, socially awkward Russian student doing graduate work in Beijing in the 90s, fall for a lively American girl. She abruptly dumps him and disappears. But why? Decades later, the world's balance of power among Russia, China, and the U.S. may depend upon the fact that the girl once gave Volkov her parents' home address in Massachusetts, and he kept it. Ballerina uses fairly generic foreign-sounding accents to suggest the otherness of the Chinese and Russian scientists and spy masters, but it works fine. He is attentive and expressive, letting Ignatius' all-too-believable and frankly terrifying scenario keep the listener in thrall. B. G. Recorded Books, 10 Hours, Unabridged. Library Edition, Digital Download, $29.99. Also, Compact Disc and MP3.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.